I'm Dave Grossenheider reporting. A trial date has been set for a Sioux City woman charged with first-degree murder in Plymouth County for allegedly shooting a man in late July outside his rural Plymouth County home. 35-year-old Ashley Ruland is scheduled to be tried November 3rd following an October 20th pretrial hearing in Plymouth County District Court. Ruland has pleaded not guilty in the July 29th fatal shooting of 49-year-old Justin Emick at his acreage. Court documents state that Ruland called 911 to report shooting Emick in self-defense and stated she had a protection order against him at the time of the shooting. Ruland remains in custody at the Plymouth County Jail. Enrollment for the 2026-27 4-H program year opens today. In an interview for KLAM's What Now program, ISU Extension and Outreach County Youth Coordinator Gabby Carpenter spoke on the background of 4-H and the wide variety of activities it offers.
4-H is typically for youth 4th through 12th grade, and there really is something for just about everyone. So youth can explore livestock and animals, but they also get involved with photography, visual arts, food and nutrition, clothing, woodworking, STEM, leadership, communication, and so much more.
4-H also offers the Clover Kids program.
We do offer Clover Kids, which is for grades 1st through 3rd, and this is a great introduction into 4-H, so youth participate in hands-on activities throughout the year where they can explore a bunch of different topics, build social skills, and learn by doing, and plus just have a lot of fun with other kids their age. It is offered through the schools in Plymouth County, and they do fill up very quickly, so we definitely encourage families to enroll as soon as possible for Clover Kids.
Carpenter praised the affordability that sponsors have been able to provide for 4-H participants.
So one of the really exciting things about Plymouth County 4-H is that the 4-H enrollment side of things for the 4th through 12th graders is free thanks to generous sponsorship support. So we're incredibly thankful to have a bunch of community partners that help make that possible for our families. On the Clover Kids side, our Clover Kids enrollment is $40, and that is the participation fee for the entire year. So we start in October and we finish up in May. So all of those months, it's just $40 for the entire year.
4-H has one of Iowa's largest enrollments in Plymouth County, and Carpenter offered a challenge to enrolled families.
One thing to highlight is we are really proud of the size of our program in Plymouth County. So we are currently ranked 6th in the state for enrollment with about 369 4-H members and 143 Clover Kids. We have a really strong program, but we're always looking to reach more youth and families throughout Plymouth County. So one thing we really want people to know is you do not have to just live on a farm or show livestock to be in 4-H. So our challenge for this year is we have a challenge to our current 4-H families to invite someone new to join you this year. So thinking about a friend, a classmate, a neighbor, or another family member who might not realize what 4-H has to offer. Sometimes kids just need someone to personally invite them. So because we're so incredibly proud of those numbers, we would love to see those numbers grow. So that's our challenge for this year.
Families can enroll online or they can contact the Plymouth County Extension Office at 712-546-7835. KLAM would like to welcome newly hired news reporter Kale Sleaser. Kale graduated from Iowa State in 2024 with a major in journalism and mass communications with a minor in communication studies. He enjoys watching the Cubs and Cyclones in his spare time, as well as playing video games and sharing his experiences with them on his YouTube channel. Raised primarily in Marion, Iowa, and currently residing in Sioux City with his fiance Gina and her parents Rick and Rose, Kale is hoping to move to Lamar's as soon as possible to immerse himself in the community. He looks forward to getting to know the people of Lamar's and Clemland and wants to try out all the local food spots. Welcome to the KLAM family, Kale. And that's a look at news. I'm Dave Grossenheider reporting.